Hopefully do okay with the thinning and the harvesting, you know?
Definitely. Rebecca Kubacki is tending to a garden bed housed in a large rectangular box outside of her home on Halibut Point Road. A colorful assortment of vegetables are growing, like lettuce, different kinds of kale, and even potatoes. A couple of feet away from that, rhubarb leaves are sprouting out of the ground next to a chain-link fence. It's one of several sites in Sitka where families are getting free gardening classes through the Sitka Local Foods Network. They're a nonprofit advocacy group that works to increase the amount of locally harvested food in the Southeast Alaskan diet. Board member Michelle Putz teaches families how to grow their own fruits and vegetables. Most families who participate in the program are first-time farmers.
And the idea behind it is finding families that would like to learn how to grow food and have never grown food themselves, and teaching them how to do it from the ground up.
They start off with hardy crops that grow well in Sitka's climate, just like the ones thriving here in Kubacki's yard. For her, it's all about taking control over the food her family eats.
Because it's inexpensive and you don't have to wonder or worry about pesticides. It's all natural. It's yours. You're doing it.
Putz travels from home to home with a specific lesson plan based on how far the family is in their gardening expertise. And the classes are open to the public. Today, Putz is at Kubacki's house. Her garden has been growing for a while now, and it's time to start picking some of it, which coincides with Putz's lesson for today, how to harvest.
We want to, as we do this, we're going to break it off. We're going to kind of snip it off with our nails so that we don't disturb the soil, because it's easy to accidentally pull the roots out.
Putz took her through every vegetable in her garden and showed her how to pick the vegetables without harming the roots or wasting any soil. In the middle of the lesson, another community member drives up to attend the class.
Hi, I'm Rebecca.
I'm Barbara.
Hi.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
For the Foods Network, it's about introducing more people to the art of home harvesting. You might say the program is growing organically. Last year, they started off with two families. Now, there are six. Lisa Sadler-Hart, president of the Sitka Local Foods Network, says these gardening programs are a road to self-sufficiency in a place where the cost of groceries are high.
Yeah, food is very expensive in our community. Between 2003 and 2011, we saw about a 40% increase in our food prices in Sitka. And so when you have to think about extending your food dollars for a month, especially if you're living on the edge and have a very tight food budget, or maybe you're living with a food stamps allocation, fruits and vegetables often aren't going to make it onto your plate very often.
Part of the reason why it's expensive to buy food in Sitka is its location.
You know, we live in an island community, have become very dependent on outside sources for food.
And the consequences for that was made all too real after a 2014 study coordinated by Sadler-Hart called the Sitka Community Food Assessment. That revealed that 75% of Sitkins eat less than 5 fruits and vegetables a day. The current recommendation from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is 5 to 9 servings. From a historical standpoint, Sadler-Hart says it's difficult to say for certain how Sitkins subsisted off the land in the past.
We know that, for instance, we had the USDA experimental farm, and so they were doing a lot of research about what was possible to grow. And people really were vegetable gardeners, and they had to do that by necessity because we didn't have regular barge service, we didn't have regular jet service that was bringing food, especially perishable foods, here. And so people had to be very self-reliant.
Since then, times have changed. Working one-on-one with families may be a solution to the problem.
Really realize that there are things that every household in Sitka could easily grow for themselves.
And with the garden box in front of Rebecca Kubacki's house, she's able to do just that. By the time the lesson's over, her bowl is filled to the brim with leafy greens. And there's still more to pick the next day. Michelle Putz hopes that these families continue to grow food, even after the program ends.
My hope is that the folks really enjoyed it and want to do it in the future and know enough how to do it that they'll be able to do it, continue doing it for years to come and maybe even teach other people that they know.
It may take a little more than a well-kept garden bed to make food more accessible to everybody. But the Sitka Local Foods Network hopes that education is the right place to start. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Vanessa Walker.